This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. Hey, do you subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine newsletter? Why not? It's free. Go to drhoffman.com and subscribe. That's drhoffman.com and subscribe. We don't use your email for anything else. We would never spam you with anything. You can unsubscribe at any time. The newsletter comes out weekly, generally on Thursdays. Enjoy it. This comes to you free, as do these podcasts. If you'd like to reach me with a question or a topic of interest that you'd like to hear me discuss on this podcast, you can reach me at radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. Last week, I talked to you about minerals, essential minerals, and the three challenges that come with the absorption of the macro minerals, trace minerals, ultra trace minerals. Just as a little bit of a review, let me talk about the minerals, the essential minerals. Macro minerals are the calcium, chloride, magnesium, sodium, potassium, and phosphorus. These macro minerals are present in large amounts in the body. Trace minerals are present in small amounts, and the trace minerals are zinc, copper, iron, boron, manganese, fluoride. And the ultra trace minerals are consumed in less than 1 gram per day, and they are chromium, molybdenum, iodine, vanadium, selenium. And all are equally essential to physiologic function. We talked last week, I discussed last week, the three key challenges with mineral supplementation. We talked about tolerability. We talked about bioavailability and the things, the inhibitors of bioavailability of these essential minerals, phytic acid, polyphenols, oxalates, fibers, the competitors amongst minerals, how they compete with each other for absorption, and the other macronutrients micronutrients that help enhance the vitamins that help enhance the absorption of minerals, like vitamin C helps to absorb iron, vitamin D helps to absorb calcium. And we talked about the third challenge, which was chemical reactivity and how available in mineral salts can readily dissociate into charged particles. These can react with other compounds, and how certain multivitamin mineral supplementations or certain fortified foods, these mineral salts can ionize and react with vitamins, rendering these salts degraded and useless. So we're comparing that with chelated minerals. And we talked about a formula that included mineral salts as mineral sulfates, that the percentage of vitamin C lost over 6 months was 40% versus the formula that included mineral amino acid chelates. The percentage of vitamin C lost over the same time period was 10%. So a study like this demonstrates that some mineral complexes are more or less reactive than others, and this is the third challenge. So The three key challenges posed by mineral supplementation are known to be problematic for mineral salts, the only form of minerals available in the past, right? But advances in technology are beginning to overcome these challenges. The greatest promise for improving the tolerability, bioavailability, and stability of mineral supplements may lie in mineral amino acid chelates. You've heard of chelated minerals, spelled C-H-E-L-A-T-E-S, chelates. The structure of mineral amino acid chelates. A chelate, for you science wonks out there, a chelate is a ring-shaped compound that has a metal ion, mineral, in the center, and two or more organic molecules, ligands, bonded around the sides. This ring is referred to a heterocyclic ring because the atoms involved in the ring structure are different from each other. This ring is a key feature of chelates. The ligands can be glycine, methionine, you recognize those amino acids, or other organic molecules. The choice of ligand determines the molecule size and can influence the absorbability and usability by the body. Mineral amino acid chelates, which are also called metal amino acid chelates, are a specific category of chelated minerals that utilize amino acids as ligands. Several different amino acids might be used as ligands, but glycine is particularly well suited because of its small size and ability to form tight and stable bonds with the metal ion at the center of the chelate. When two glycine molecules bond with the same mineral ion, the resulting molecule is called a mineral bisglycinate chelate. You may have heard of supplementation forms called iron bisglycinate, magnesium bisglycinate. That's what we're talking about here. So let's talk about some of these chelated minerals. Calcium bisglycinate chelate. Calcium is one of the most popular mineral supplements on the market. It's a primary mineral in the crystalline complex of bone, helping to provide mechanical strength to the bones as measured by bone density, right? Calcium is required for heart muscle contraction, nerve signal transmission, blood clotting, and more. Calcium is a macro mineral and needed for physiologic function. The recommended intake, they're recommending here, and I want to disagree up front, is 1,000 milligrams per day for adults and children over the age of 4. We no longer recommend 1,000 milligrams per day in a supplement. I like the calcium you get from your food, whether it be from dairy, which is not the greatest source, but from your dark green leafies, your broccoli, your almonds, your sardines with bones, all of that kind of thing. The calcium that you get from making your soups and stews from scratch, bone broths, all of those, these are good places, good sources of calcium. So coming back to this, calcium carbonate is the most common form of calcium in supplements, but this mineral salt is poorly absorbed, and we know that it can cause some GI distress, constipation, all of that. Who needs that, right? I've told people who come into me complaining of constipation, and I see that they're taking 1,200 milligrams of calcium every day. I say, you know, you're turning your stool into concrete, taking all that calcium. Stop. So, a bioavailability study published way back in 1990 in, get this for a name of a journal, Calcified Tissue International. Compared the bioavailability of seven different calcium complexes. Results showed that when taken without a meal, only 17% of calcium hydroxyapatite or appetite was absorbed, 24% of calcium carbonate was absorbed, and 24% of calcium citrate was absorbed. And 44% of calcium bisglycinate chelate was absorbed. See how these chelated minerals are better absorbed? And then a subsequent study published in 2006 in FASCB Journal confirmed that calcium chelate preparations had better availability than calcium carbonate. Now let's talk about iron bisglycinate chelate. I have rarely seen anyone react badly to iron bisglycinate. It's one of the gentlest forms of iron preparations that I've used in my practice. Iron is a central component of hemoglobin within red blood cells and essential for oxygen transport throughout the body. Iron deficiency is one of the most common mineral deficiencies worldwide, affecting infants, women, children more commonly than men. Other groups at high risk for iron deficiency include adolescents, pregnant women, and patients with inflammatory bowel disease. The recommended intake ranges from 7 milligrams to 27 milligrams per day, depending on age, sex, and physiological stage. So, the amount of iron that can be safely supplemented is often limited by gastrointestinal side effects like nausea, vomiting, constipation, and the bioavailability of iron, particularly iron salts, is limited because the ionized iron can be bound by fibers, phytates, phenols. Here they are again in the gastrointestinal tract. And heme iron, which is found in meat, is unaffected by these issues because it has a porphyrin chelate structure that prevents it from dissociating. Iron bisglycinate chelate is more similar in structure to heme iron than to iron salts and therefore less affected by food interactions. So iron bisglycinate has been evaluated in human clinical trials and has repeatedly demonstrated enhanced bioavailability with fewer side effects than iron salts. And because we've seen repeat conclusions in these studies, we know that these studies are valid and reliable. When we see the same conclusions drawn like that, that's a good sign. So let's talk about magnesium. Magnesium bisglycinate chelate. Magnesium functions in more than 350 enzymatic reactions in the body, supporting heart muscle contraction, bone health, supports healthy blood pressure, has a calming effect on the nervous system. And the recommended intake of magnesium is 30 milligrams to 420 milligrams per day, depending on age, sex, and physiological stage. Several different magnesium salts are available for supplementation. Magnesium sulfate, known as Epsom salt, you've heard of Epsom salt baths, right? It's not well absorbed when taken internally and is best used in baths. Magnesium oxide, on the other hand, is the least expensive form and commonly used in multivitamins. And although magnesium oxide provides a high percentage of elemental magnesium, the bioavailability is very low, and that's why magnesium oxide is often used for constipation. It just kind of comes right out, so to speak. So magnesium malate has been evaluated in the context of fibromyalgia, whereas magnesium taurate and magnesium orotate may offer benefits for cardiovascular health. Magnesium bisglycinate is a good option when magnesium stores have been depleted and the goal is to recover optimal magnesium status. Let's talk about zinc. Zinc bisglycinate chelate. Zinc is a trace element that is required for the activity of more than 100 enzymes in the body. It's important for growth, wound healing, hormonal balance, immune health. And the recommended intake for zinc ranges from 2 milligrams to 13 milligrams per day, depending on age, sex, and physiologic stage. And like magnesium, zinc is available for supplementation in many forms, including zinc sulfate, zinc oxide, zinc acetate, zinc orotate, zinc picolinate, and zinc citrate. Zinc gluconate is a popular form because of its superior bioavailability compared with lesser forms such as zinc oxide. However, a comparison of zinc gluconate and zinc bisglycinate revealed that bisglycinate chelate was 43% more bioavailable. So you see the benefits of mineral amino acid chelates. The molecular structure of a mineral amino acid chelate has several characteristics that help it to overcome the three key challenges of mineral supplementation: tolerability, bioavailability, and stability. So let's talk about the benefits of the mineral amino acid chelates. With regards to stability, what's the physiologic significance here? Less interaction with inhibitors like oxalate and phytates, less interaction with other vital nutrients. What's the benefit of the neutral charge of a chelate formulation? Fewer gastrointestinal side effects, increased tolerability, increased safety. What is the benefit of the small size of the chelated minerals? Avoids digestive processes prior to absorption. So mineral amino acid chelates have demonstrated superior tolerability to other mineral forms. This is important. And these mineral amino acid chelates have demonstrated enhanced bioavailability over other forms. The small size of chelates allows them to be absorbed intact into intestinal cells. When the bisphosphonate chelate is absorbed this way, it doesn't compete with other minerals for transport across intestinal cell membranes. A comparison of bioavailability studies reported that zinc bisglycinate was non-reactive with other molecules not affected by pH and significantly more bioavailable than zinc gluconate by 43%. This is significant. The chemical stability and non-reactivity of these chelates explain why much of these complexes have enhanced bioavailability with fewer side effects than the old mineral salt formulations. The glycine molecules wrap around and protect the mineral ion at the center of the chelate, creating a neutral molecule that doesn't react with other food compounds like phytates or fiber. Therefore, you don't have to be concerned about the spinach and the rhubarb and the tea and the blueberries and the lentils and the peas and all of that. So this means that more of the mineral is delivered to the site of absorption in the small intestine. A study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition in the year 2000 determined that when iron bisglycinate was mixed with cornmeal, it remained stable and did not mix with the iron from corn within the intestinal pool. The study also determined that the bioavailability of the iron chelate form was 4 times that of iron sulfate, providing sound evidence that the non-reactivity of chelated minerals enhanced its bioavailability. So, the chelated version of your minerals, which are found in many formulations that you'll find at the store at drhoffman.com, these are the ways to best absorb the minerals that are important. And this has been a very finely done primer in the Natural Medicine Journal on minerals. Important stuff, good stuff. Great journal. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.